Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, there are some great things going on today. How about this? The calculation most recently for all of the public health officials here in Seattle is that your chances of actually going to the hospital with COVID-19, if you are vaccinated, if you've completed your vaccinations, are less than 1 in 1 million. Now, in the city of Seattle, there aren't even 1 million people. They're about 3.5 million in the metro area. So I guess it means the metro area. But again, the New York Times observes that looking at those numbers, how rare it is, how unlikely it is for anybody who has done the sensible thing and gotten himself or herself vaccinated, that your chances are 1 in 1 million. And David Leonhardt actually says that in Seattle, on an average recent day, about 1 out of every 1 million vaccinated residents have been admitted to a hospital with COVID symptoms. That risk is so close to zero that the human mind can't easily process it. He writes, my best attempt is to say that the COVID risks for most vaccinated people are of the same order of magnitude as risks that people unthinkingly accept every day, like riding in a vehicle. Okay, if you're riding in a vehicle, you can feel pretty good. Chances are you're going to get home safe and sound. Chances are overwhelming. And chances are overwhelming that you can avoid getting desperately ill and hospitalized with COVID-19 if you take a jab. And yes, that is a real factor. Now, what about ivermectin? Forbes magazine has done a piece, a lot of research. They've dug into the whole background of the drug and whether it works or not for COVID. We'll be speaking to the reporter they assigned to that at Forbes a little bit later. We'll also be speaking to Ari Fleischer, who had 20 years ago, less 2 days, Ari went through what I'm sure will be, until he passes away, the most memorable day of his life. It was called September 11th. He's now part of a new documentary film that is remarkable, that brings to light those days. And speaking of that, there's also something remarkable when you look at the process by which Joe Biden has basically changed, and changed not in a good way, his entire perspective on abortion. How did that happen? And actually reading some of the material that Dr. Al Mohler found from Joe Biden earlier in his life, it is just stunning. At one time, he was truly passionate, apparently, or at least he said he was, about opposition to abortion and defense of innocent human life. Not anymore. How did that happen to change? We'll be speaking with that about, with Dr. Al Mohler, the president of the Southern Baptist Seminary, coming up. And then there is this, breaking news just 16 minutes ago. National Guard has been mobilized and deployed to struggling Kentucky hospitals amid the COVID-19 surge. They just don't have enough nurses and medical personnel. They need the National Guard. This is Washington Post. Justice Department is suing Texas. Great. This is also breaking news. To stop 6-week abortion ban that took effect September 1st. The Biden administration is trying to stop a new law that allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, a novel statute the Supreme Court allowed to take effect despite questions over whether it violates the right to an abortion guaranteed by Roe v. Wade and other court cases. Okay, we will be speaking to Al Mohler a little bit about that as well. And there is much more. It's also back to school week for many families in the U.S. And just as the coronavirus cases surge among children and teenagers, weekly pediatric coronavirus cases surpassed 250,000 for the first time since the start of the pandemic, according to the most recent data published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Remember how everybody used to say, well, there's no risk for children? There's none at all. That's why they should be able to open school safely. Big risk for children with particularly the Delta variant. And which is why they are just on the verge, in addition to all of the other mandates for vaccines that they're putting forward for people working at schools and for people who are adults at schools or people who are over the age of 18. Now it's heading toward people, everybody's over the age of 12, and it may be younger than that. I know that's one of the problems they're finding in Israel with the stubbornness of the Delta variant. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Mentioned Vanderbilt University Medical Center reports that more than 90% of the COVID-19 patients are unvaccinated. NPR reports 97% of people entering hospitals for COVID-19 are unvaccinated. And this is a combination of good news, not that all those people are unvaccinated, but it's good news because especially at a time when we now know the vaccinations really do work, and they really do work against the Delta variant. There's this, and it's a great report. I can't share the whole thing with you because it's too detailed, and I don't want to just drown you with numbers. But there's a great deal here that is extraordinarily encouraging. And a piece by David Leonhardt, who has put together a bunch of different data from different sources and different reporters, and it's in the New York Times. And he says, stories about vaccinated people getting COVID, so-called breakthrough infections, were all around this summer. In recent weeks, however, more data has become available, and it suggests that the true picture is far less alarming. Yes, Delta has increased the chances of getting COVID for everyone. But if you're vaccinated, a COVID infection is still uncommon, and those high viral loads are not as worrisome as they initially appeared. How small are the chances of the average vaccinated American contracting COVID? Probably about 1 in 5,000 per day, and even lower for people who take precautions or live in a highly vaccinated community. For instance, if you live in the Northeast, as well as the Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco areas, the chances are lower, probably less than 1 in 10,000. That's what they have calculated here in Seattle. It's a 1 in 10,000 for getting a case, but most of those people who get those cases who have been vaccinated don't need to be hospitalized. They're very mild cases. And this is not a panic if you get vaccinated. Here's a Swedish hospital here in Seattle. This is fascinating to me. It's fascinating to me because Swedish hospital is where I was treated when I had cancer. What did they say about the hospitalized people with vaccines and without vaccines and more? We'll get to that and more and what you can do to help yourself and your country coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I do want to say a big thank you to my two good friends, and they really are good friends. I mean, people say this in media, if you're a casual acquaintance with somebody or a colleague or you've worked together once or twice, but Greg Tomlin, who I work with every day, and Dave Bowes, who I've known for more than 20 years, and somebody I've worked with in all kinds of different capacities over the years, did a great job, I understand, sitting in for the show yesterday and the day before. And the reason I wasn't here was because of the Jewish calendar, which this is the day after the two-day New Year. Now, I know that's a little bit complicated, and yes, we have Yom Kippur coming up before. There's exactly 10 days before the 2 days of the New Year, and then you're focused on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, to get everything together, and basically to try to look at your life and what it means, what it adds up to, and things that you can make better about your world and about the world. And that's this entire period. This is one of those things. Okay, there was an article in the Seattle Times, there always is, about the Jewish calendar and the Jewish religious holidays, and they quoted some rabbi I'd never heard of, they quoted her saying that, well, these days are known as the Yomim Noraim. And she said that's translated to be the terrible days. They're not supposed to be terrible days. That's not what it means. Yomim Noraim means days of awe, days of impact, but not terrible. It's called a holiday. It's called a Yom Tov, a good day. And yes, I hope that from this whole period, all of us can get good days and better perspective and better resolution to clean up some of the messes in our country that are just so appalling right now. Okay, one of the other guys who wants to do this is somebody who's not, to the very best of my knowledge, Jewish at all, but he certainly wants to make the most of the days of awe. I'm talking about Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia. He's one of those guys who switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Big supporter of President Trump, by the way. And West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, who's a big guy, he's known as Big Jim, he's 6'8". I think that counts as big. In any event, he had this to say about, well, the new popular trend to take a horse dewormer called ivermectin instead of vaccinations. This is what the governor had to say.
For God's sakes, a living. How difficult is this to understand? Why in the world do we have to come up with these crazy ideas? And they're crazy ideas that the vaccine's got something in it and it's tracing people wherever they go. And the same very people that are saying that are carrying their cell phones around. I mean, come on. Come on.
Okay, and come on. Come on. I mean, a horse dewormer? Really? You're worried about whether the vaccines are safe? And you have every medical institution in the world telling you that the horse dewormer, which has a picture of a horse right on the box, and yay! Right? I mean, yeah, different. I think it also works for jackasses, too. But seriously, a horse dewormer you're worried about and you're not worried about, and the vaccines you are. The total number of COVID patients at Swedish medical centers. And right now, it's been going up. There are 81 who are hospitalized at Swedish hospitals combined. Of those 81, 70 are unvaccinated. And in a town like Seattle, where over 70% are vaccinated, this is wildly disproportionate. It means your chances of getting hospitalized are, as the New York Times reported, extraordinarily low if you're vaccinated. And by the way, in terms of the ICU, there unfortunately are 35 people right now at Swedish hospitals who are in the intensive care units. Of those 35 people, none of them are vaccinated. They're all unvaccinated. So do yourself a favor. Do the country a favor, for goodness sake. 1-800-955-1776. Here's one way to think about a 1 in 10,000 daily chance. It would take 100 days or more, writes David Leonhardt, than 3 months for the combined risk to reach just 1%. For the unvaccinated, of course, the chances of infection are far, far higher. As Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, the top public health official in Seattle, has noted, they have also risen much more since Delta began spreading. The infection rates in the least vaccinated states are about 4 times as high as the most vaccinated states. If the entire country had received shots at the same rate as the Northeast or California or the Northwest, the current Delta wave would be a fraction of its current size. Delta is a problem. Vaccine hesitancy is a bigger problem. And here is the conclusion, and it's should be important and encouraging. What he says, David Leonhardt, is COVID is akin to the flu, and usually a mild flu for the vaccinated. The country does not grind to a halt over the flu. Let's go to David in Seattle. David, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. I think you're being at best disingenuous and at worst maybe even self-righteous, always talking about ivermectin being a horse whatever pill. My question is, before COVID was...
Before COVID was what?
To treat human illnesses.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to have the...
I feel when you keep saying, now, I agree with you in terms of I wouldn't take it. I'm on your side, but you're pushing me away because you keep calling it a horse pill when you know that humans have been...
The only way it's being marketed, I'm looking right now at a box of ivermectin, and it has some apples on the right-hand side and has a very nice-looking horse on the left-hand side. And people are buying it from feed stores and from animal products. Coming up next, we have Dr. Mueller, do we not? And talking about Joe Biden and hypocrisy of a terrible nature regarding abortion. We will get to that and more coming up.
The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading out west next week to survey damages from the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will also visit the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. A few dozen Americans are flying out of Afghanistan on a charter flight in the largest air evacuation since U.S. military forces left at the end of August. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says he believes the rest of Americans in the country are being held as hostages.
It appears we're in the midst of what is an unprecedented hostage situation. I mean, these people aren't guests of the emir. They are hostages right now. And the price for getting our people out is going to be millions of dollars to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Very often there are people who work for the government or for various institutions, and you can use the term accurately for many of those people, public servant. There are people who work hard, face all kinds of crises, all kinds of difficulties. Right now, the difficulty of keeping one of the world's largest religious seminaries open and operating for enlightenment in the midst of a pandemic. Al Mohler's been busy with that. He is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville. It is the flagship school of the Southern Baptist Convention and one of the largest seminaries in the world. He's also the author of the essential book, The Gathering Storm, Secularism, Culture, and the Church. Al, it's great to talk to you. I trust everyone in your world as well.
They are. Thank you, Michael. And I hope the same in yours. Good to talk with you.
That's great to talk to you again. And as you this piece you wrote about Joe Biden is just a blockbuster. And it's the title. It's not the kind of press that Joe Biden wants, but it's the kind of press he's been getting and earning all over the place. It is entitled A Profile of Moral Collapse. President Biden, abortion, and the culture of death. And it sounds like you have been following Joe Biden for going on 50 years. Would that be about right?
Pretty close. I mean, my adult life and Joe Biden's public life pretty much overlap. And I've seen it as kind of a test case. By the way, my political prophecy meter is clearly off because, 10 years ago, there's no way I would have believed that Joe Biden would be president of the United States. But here we are. But he's been on a trajectory of compromise after compromise on issues that he said were of principle. And given the leftward direction of the Democratic Party and of its leadership, the leadership in the culture, towards abortion, he had to make some shifts. He just made them in a big hurry.
What I didn't realize until I read your piece, and we're going to link it up to our website at michaelmedved.com, was I knew that he was for the Hyde Amendment, which blocked using federal funds to fund abortions. I knew he was for it. I knew he had voted for it. But you have quotes in here where this is like a matter of first principle for him. This is something that he says is religious. And then he changed in 24 hours. How'd that happen?
Well, you know, it's interesting that people think of the Northeast, and they think of it as a very secular part of the country, and it is. But Joe Biden's been in politics. He was elected to the Senate in 1972. At that time, you still had a huge Roman Catholic vote northeastern states or in mid-Atlantic states like Delaware. And he needed those votes. He always identifies and frankly puts in the word devout, which, again, just raises the stakes. But he is in direct conflict with the official teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. But he's tried to cloud that. But you're right. He supported the Hyde Amendment and has bragged about the fact that he did it more than 50 times. And he went on to explain why, saying that it's morally wrong to compel people who don't believe in abortion to pay for them. He made the case over and over again. And even in June of 2019, he said, as he was running for the Democratic nomination in 2020, he said, "I support the Hyde Amendment." It was real clear in the aftermath of that he was going to have to change his position if he wanted to get within, 100 yards of the Democratic nomination. He changed it in 24 hours. And in 24 hours, just came out and completely reversed himself on the Hyde Amendment. I wrote this article, Michael, because now he's reversed himself on the issue of when human life begins.
Right, which was his whole basis that he put forward. He said he took the faithful teaching of the Catholic Church that human life began at time of conception, and he defended that, and he said he'll never change on that because that's a matter of principle with him.
It's a de fide teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. It's not just a teaching. It is de fide, which means it's defined as central and essential for Catholics to believe.
Okay, so he's changed that with regard to the new Texas abortion law, is that right?
That's right. He made a comment in which he came out and said, and this was last Friday, he said, quote, "I respect those who believe life begins at the moment of conception. I respect that. Don't agree, but I respect that." Don't agree? That's the point. He's disagreeing with himself again.
He has in his autobiography, which I didn't know, but thank God you read, Al, in his memoirs, he talks about this being one of his core beliefs, life beginning.
Absolutely.
So how do you turn around on your autobiography, your own testament, and just flip it so easily?
Yeah. You know, Michael, you've been observing politics for a long time. And so a politician kind of shifting a position and trying to do it in a slippery way so that someone notices, you've been onto that for decades. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a man who has proudly identified himself in every way possible as Roman Catholic, and has premised his entire adult life on at least agreeing with the Roman Catholic Church about the sanctity of human life. But now, all of a sudden, without any announcement, he just completely reverses himself. So, and as I say, on a de fide, that is essential to the faith teaching of his church, you know, this is a hollow man. This is not just someone changing a position on offshore, oil exploration. This is about the dignity and sanctity of human life.
Which is, and again, the strength of his statements about the dignity and sanctity of human life, that's what I had no idea of before I read your piece. Let me ask you this, because we're going through this incredible mess in Texas, and there's a Mississippi case coming up first before the Supreme Court. What do you think is the best outcome for our country and for the cause of human life? In terms of that particular law and the pending court cases?
Yeah, the Mississippi case is the most important. The Texas case is right before us because it's a law in effect, and even the Attorney General just came out minutes ago to make a public statement about it. But the Mississippi case is the one that, as you say, is arriving on the docket of the Supreme Court in a matter of weeks. And it's a direct confrontation with Roe v. Wade. What I hope for is a reversal of Roe v. Wade, which, as you know, doesn't mean that abortion would then be illegal in every state. It would return the question to the states. And I think both, first of all, on behalf of human life, and then also on behalf of a sane reading of the Constitution, that's a significant step towards health.
Well, especially because you have to look really, really hard to find the word abortion in the Constitution.
I'm still looking.
Yeah, again, it is so peculiar. And when you read the Griswold case, which, of course, Roe is based on,
right.
And they talk about an emanation of a penumbra of the Eighth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. I mean, it's made up. And the whole idea of our system is consent of the governed.
You're right.
It's
and
the people get
time,
to make it
up. You know that they were making it up.
Yeah, because how could you not? Do you believe that there will be a majority? They probably won't eliminate Roe and overturn it per se, but give the states much, much more latitude in terms of limiting abortion during the second and third trimester.
No,
isn't that the most likely?
I do, Michael, and I think one of the ways the court can do this is by rejecting the trimester division that Roe had put into place and allowing the states to push back the question of legal abortion to when they can define, like you have in the Mississippi law, a heartbeat, cardiac activity. And now, as a pro-lifer, that's not enough for me, but that would be a very significant step. That would basically outlaw most abortion in the United States, or at least I should say, it would allow states to legislate, and like right now in the state of Texas, eliminate most abortions.
Well, again, what we're talking about is going back to the Constitution and not to the will of, a group of, getting on in years people. Al Mohler, not getting on in years, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, author of The Gathering Storm, and always a guiding light. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I actually believe in passionately and I care about a great deal is the truth. And I believe there is such a thing as the truth. And in many cases, not on everything, but in many cases, it's knowable. Certainly in terms of treatment of COVID-19, the truth is knowable and it's known. It's not a mystery anymore. And I got this email because we were speaking. I was speaking before to David in Seattle, and not a David that I know, but a David who was very upset because I was dumping over the ivermectin scam, and it is a scam. And an email came in like this that echoed what David was saying. It says, "Stop lying about ivermectin. You are literally preventing and attributing to the people getting infected by COVID and the Delta variant by lying to your listeners that ivermectin is not effective." It's not me. I don't test medicines. The FDA does. The CDC does. Hospitals do. And what David asked about, he said, well, has it been used before, ivermectin, for human beings? It has. And ivermectin has, today it's primarily used in the United States for animals. And in fact, the FDA basically sent out a tweet that said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow. Seriously, you all stop it. And the ivermectin is used for two diseases that are tropical diseases in undeveloped or developing countries. And the first 10 years of the program, it was used against river blindness, which has no connection to COVID-19 at all. It's not a coronavirus at all. River blindness is called onchocerciasis. And yes, it was used for that, and it was also used later for lymphatic filariasis. Well, let me do that again. It's lymphatic filariasis. Okay. And which is another tropical disease, and the ivermectin, a lot of which was donated by Merck for these purposes, worked well for that. But it has no proven human uses. So, pardon me, that ivermectin does have proven human uses for those two diseases, but COVID-19 is not one of them, reports Forbes magazine. And the company that manufactures ivermectin, Merck, has explicitly stated this. They tell you this is, they don't want you to buy it. Please don't buy this stuff. And again, big, nice-looking horse right on the front of the box. The FDA just today issued this statement. It said, when can taking ivermectin be unsafe? The FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19 in people or animals. Ivermectin has not been shown to be safe or effective for these indicators. For these indications, there's a lot of misinformation around, and you may have heard that it's okay to take large doses of ivermectin. It is not okay. Even the levels of ivermectin for approved human uses can interact with other medications like blood thinners. You can also overdose on ivermectin, which can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hypotension, low blood pressure, allergic reactions like itching and hives, dizziness, ataxia, problems with balance, seizures, coma, and even death. And the idea that right now this has been taken on as part of what they describe over at Forbes as a culture war, we will be getting into that with Joshua Cohen, who wrote this piece for Forbes magazine. Let me go to something else that, let us go to, Anthony in Duval. Hey, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, I do have a little bit of concern here. I think you're kind of being a bit disingenuous in pushing the vaccine out. And I want to qualify this with I'm definitely vaccinated. And
good.
Everybody else goes out and get vaccinated as well, right? My mom got very sick from COVID. But I think the reality is that, people's own personal medical decision is just that. It's not really anybody else's business. It's not yours. It's not mine. If they want to go out and get vaccinated, that's on them. These vaccines are effective for those who want to get it. Masks are effective for those who want to get it. People don't want to get it. It's not really your business to tell me to go get it.
Sure it is. Because basically I want the country to get out of this nightmare. I want the schools to be able to stay open. I want restaurants to be able to stay open and survive. And none of that will happen. The biggest block to us overcoming COVID and getting back to where we were much more encouraged before is vaccine hesitancy. And there's no question about it, because it's precisely those places that have the lowest rate of vaccines that have the highest rate of infections and hospitalizations. And look, someone I love or care about, or me, might need hospital services, and hospitals that are now right here in Seattle area getting overcrowded and almost entirely with unvaccinated people. And the whole idea of public health is it's not an entirely private decision when you're dealing with a highly contagious virus, right?
I think that's reasonably fair, but I guess then the question is do you take the same stance on things like heart disease, obesity? Do you take the same stance on things like the flu?
They're not contagious. Okay? They're not contagious.
Well, sure, this they're not. More people die of that every year. And
I know. And by the way, you've probably heard me on the show before. I'm very big. One of the things that I bother people with is some very simple things you can do to reduce your chances of other illness. But it's different when the illness isn't contagious. You see, if you get heart disease, it can be terrible for you. It can cost society a lot of money. It can fill up hospital beds. But you're not going to get it because you sit down for dinner with somebody. By the way, I hate the whole thing. I don't like asking people, have you been vaccinated? But one of the things that drives me crazy, and same way we were talking with Dr. Moeller, about the idea of making up things that are in the, saying that, well, this is unconstitutional, like limiting abortion, saying that there is a right to abortion in the Constitution. There's not. Maybe there should be a law that allows abortion in some circumstances, but that's, it's not in the Constitution, not even close. And when people say that there is a constitutional prohibition against doing a vaccine mandate or doing a mask mandate, it's completely specious, it's completely wrong. And this goes again to your point, Anthony, and I appreciate your calling, is that if you want to encourage a healthful clientele, in other words, you will say that I don't want people to bring any food of any other kind into my establishment because I'm vegan or I'm kosher or I'm halal, you can do that. And if you want to say that, no, I don't want somebody coming into my establishment barefoot, yeah, more power to you. And if you want to say, at the advice of medical professionals who are trying to combat what is still a very scary and very crippling pandemic, if you want to say, look, if you're going to come into here and you're going to be indoors, you're going to wear a mask, and you're going to be vaccinated. This is not taking away a constitutional right. There's no constitutional right to go into a restaurant. Now, there's a constitutional prohibition. It's not constitutional now. It's an extension of it's because of the Civil Rights Act. You can't say someone's not allowed in my restaurant because of race, but vaccine status or a lack of a vaccination background or proof is not in the Constitution. The Constitution was under attack. All of America was under attack 20 years ago. A guy who was there at the heart of it was Ari Fleischer. He's looking back on the history now. He's part of a big new documentary movie. We will talk to the former presidential press secretary who was at President Bush's side during much of those grim days. Ari Fleischer coming up, and then later, Rich Lowry of National Review. He's now a Fox News contributor, former White House press secretary. Ari is. Coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.